Duan Fen watched the beggar as he scurried through traffic with his bucket and rag. The boy couldn't have been more than 12, small, with a mop of greasy black hair. He picked his cars smartly, shiny ones with tinted windows and drunk passengers. He splashed dirty water on windshields and stretched across hoods to ineffectively clean up, mostly smearing around more grime. Drivers rolled down their windows to curse at him, but usually relented, shoved a note into his hand to make him go away, and turned on their wipers. It was after midnight, and Royal City Avenue still pulsed with life. Motorcycles weaved through the traffic. Drunk clubbers stumbled into the street. Neon lights flashed in unison with their bars' competing bass lines. Duan Fen rubbed the handcuff around her wrist, which attached her to the executive's briefcase. The metal irritated her. Just like this place. 3 months since she was last here. She hadn't missed it. The beggar spotted Duan Fen and her limo. Well, not her limo, precisely. It belonged to the executive. She was only watching over it. The black stretch was double-parked obnoxiously in front of a club where go-go dancers gyrated in the windows. The executive had been so excited when he saw the place that he was practically drooling. They just had to pull over. The rest of the executive's security had gone in with him, but not Duan Fen. She was too young.
"Sweet ride,"
the beggar said in Thai as he stopped in front of her. He held out his rag threateningly.
"Dirty, though. For a few bucks, I'll wash it for you."
Duan Fen regarded him coldly.
"Go away."
The kid stared up at her, as if trying to decide if he should press his luck. At 17, Duan Fen wasn't that much older than him, although her steely gaze made her seem it. She stood a shade over 6 feet tall, her long-limbed body like a switchblade. She kept her hair buzzed and wore no makeup except for some extra dark eyeliner. Her petite nose was a crooked zigzag. It looked like it had been erased and redrawn.
"I know you," he said.
"No."
"You're a hooker,"
he said with a laugh.
"No, that's not right. Where have I seen you?"
"Doesn't matter,"
Duan Fen said.
"Get lost."
The beggar hopped in the air as the realization hit him.
"You're a fighter,"
he said, shaking his rag at her.
"I know you. You're the one who cheats. The one—"
As if by magic, the boy's bucket tipped towards him and spilled water down the front of his pants. He gasped and shut up, staring at Duan Fen. Not magic. Telekinesis.
"If you do know me," Duan Fen said, "then you know what I will do when I run out of patience."
The beggar looked at her wide-eyed, then took off into the crowd with a yelp. Duan Fen pursed her lips. Calling her a cheater. What did that little idiot know about anything? Duan Fen had been doing Muay Thai fights since she was 14, a necessity to supplement the pittance she got working 60 hours a week at the garment factory, all to pay her rent at a roach-infested boarding house. Before her legacies kicked in, Duan Fen had lost more fights than she won, often getting her face smashed to a bloody pulp by girls twice her age. Telekinesis, she discovered after the invasion, made the fights easier. An assisted leg trip here, a deflected punch there. She went on a winning streak. She began to bet on herself. The competition got tougher, but her telekinesis got stronger, too. It wasn't until an opponent managed to get her in a chokehold and Duan Fen's electrified skin unexpectedly triggered that the fight promoters got wise. They called what she'd been doing stealing and gave her a choice. Work off the debt or die.